We think so.
Well, I'm going to take my head set of cat. Huh? I take a little set of
right. Oh, yeah,
sure, yeah.
So I was just over the bower and got a few minutes spare, and I just thought, this looks amazing.
Have you had any dreams lately?
Yeah, of course.
Can you tell us about them?
Yeah.
Would you like to sit down?
If you don't mind, sure. Are we doing a dreamscape thing, or...?
Well, we like to talk... We can record our dreams.
Yes.
That's one thing that we do.
Okay.
And now we're just messing it for...
Just around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what dreams can you report to us?
Thank you. There's always the one where you fall into like a big line. I remember. This one was really unique. On Friday night, I went to a. It was sort of an astrology workshop focused around Aquarius, so the story of Ganymede, and the precession of the equinox, and understanding natal charts and celestial bodies and things along those lines. And I had another event afterwards where I was meeting up with some friends, and I took a brochure from that event finished, and then the friend I was meeting with, I handed it to her because I thought she might have interest in that. She looked down at the course schedule, and every single one of the points on there were exactly what she'd been looking for the last, since she'd arrived in Australia, essentially. And I had a dream about that, and it fell around the, I guess, demigod Ganymede. It sort of pouring water into a bowl, and the outside of the bowl was made of fire. And then when I looked into the water, it sort of became a black hole which soaked up everything else around it, but the water itself, even with that bowl being there, still remained in place. And then, for reasons I can't remember, I was able to grab the water and hold it in my hand, sort of like a so this whirlpool that would move around, which was completely transparent or at least opaque. And then when I looked in, I could see me in the middle of the water, sort of like if you were jumping into like a diving pool, going into the middle, and then I'd fall from the center, and then the water sort of opened up, splashed on the floor, and then I woke up.
Sounds very Aquarius.
Yeah. We'd all, like, I'd done, like, an aquarium workshop, so I figured that there's bound to be dreams about water and things along those lines. That's what I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are sort of capturing people's dreams of what on the street?
That's part of it. That's our thing. If anyone shows up, we ask. That's my thing.
Do a lot of people rock up and ask what you guys are doing?
It'd be great if more did.
I didn't even know it was here.
But, you know, we get what we get.
True. Okay.
We could do more, like, signs, probably.
I mean, generally, what are you guys up to in here? Is this for a team to study or meeting?
So, it's John's project right here. And so we have we're beta testing out this software, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one part of what we do.
Okay.
And then...
Well, what does the software do?
So this is a program called Mezcal.
Uh-huh.
And it allows...
Like the Mexicans, like what's one in Mexico?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not sure why it's named that, but I'm sure
no,
there's a reason.
I've answered that question, and there was an answer that registered.
Fair enough.
Maybe the idea came up with some mezcal.
We can be drinking.
Yeah,
or if it is, it's too embarrassing to tell anyone.
Yeah, I couldn't get a definitive answer.
Glad we think the same way about why it was in there.
Yes.
So we just don't worry about that. It doesn't have to be
it's
a
not
reason.
Relevant.
Does
no, it's true.
And so then, so we use that, and it ends up usually creating a bunch of different delays and stuff, which
toys. It was funny. It was the most enjoyable thing.
So, like, John has a low-powered FM transmitter.
Okay.
There it is.
Oh, I've got one of those, except I've got mine attached to my mobile phone.
Yeah, I've been sitting on it all the time.
I love those things. They're wonderful.
So
this is non-pirate radio.
Today, I bought all my equipment, but sometimes it's fun to have multiple cables to set up.
Okay.
On so it's like different frequencies.
Okay.
And maybe interferences.
And these interferences, is this different levels of static, or is this picking up on international channels?
No, it's just modules of circuitry screwing around with each other. Localized transmission, localized electromagnetic output,
yes.
Localized electromagnetic input devices,
yes.
I.e.
radio,
and proximity and interference, and obviously interactions that we don't really know what the hell's going on.
Okay. And what
and they become sounding and performative.
Okay, so they sort of get built into like a soundscape or something along those lines?
Or they're sounding.
Kind of.
Okay.
Built is a strong word.
Okay.
They don't really get built. They kind of...
They appear.
Yeah.
They appear. and you can interact with them either by bodily placement.
Oh, really?
Or object placement, like, crappy old bits of circuitry that will interfere in some way.
Okay.
So it's usually about proximity, distance, and it's a dimensional. Yeah.
And is that because of it with the circuitry, presumably? Is that because the magnetic resonance, which is
there's some sort of
okay.
There's some sort of issue around all that.
So you have these different frequencies where you're receiving inbound signals from all over the place.
Yeah.
Are you?
It's localized. Yeah.
So are you doing anything with the signal, with the content that's coming through?
We're streaming it live internationally.
Oh, really? And you've got all these different signals all at once.
Well, we bring
local signals.
All the stuff, these objects,
yes.
Locally here, which we haven't got all of them today.
Just that's another story. It happens.
We haven't got everything here.
So some big stuff. Sure.
Well, I got big, just lots of stuff.
Okay.
A lot of stuff.
Gotcha.
Lots of things. So today's like signals. But these objects are then interacting with each other and breaking. And the information is solidified.
Yes.
Then that all feeds into this hub here, which is a network, which is networked.
Yes.
So in any device, these are all contributing either from microphones or what have you.
Yes.
Which can produce all this feedback loop. So we've currently got, well, I don't know about yours, but 1, 2, 3.
Just three.
The three devices are all contributing.
Sure.
Through. Then we route that network to this streamer,
yeah.
Where the server's based in New York, and that gets streamed everywhere internationally.
Okay.
So that's like a final output.
That's the final. Yeah. All of this activity here,
yes.
Is then being put into a final output through here.
Uh-huh.
So you can then.
So at a later stage, if I go to the newer frequency, I would be able to hear this on.
Yeah, so then what you would do would be go here. You'd go here. And this is.
Hello, New York.
Yeah. So basically, you would go down. And that's us here, yeah?
Oh, sorry.
So that's us there.
Are you your weather wall?
No, we're this one here.
107.
That makes more
sense. That's us here.
Okay.
So that's what you'd be hearing, that's what this is.
Right. And the people who would listen to this, are these audio files?
Are usually here. The people who listen are here.
Yeah, that's irrelevant.
We
okay.
pride ourselves on more producers than listeners.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The content's more important than this.
When you're of that ilk, that art has shifted its placement. It's not about the end product, creating a beautiful document.
We like finding people.
You want to share the journey as opposed to the destination.
Exactly. Yeah, and meeting people that we might not normally meet.
Creating objects
like
that. And listeners, not the issue. we have an hour in total.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's not the issue. See, we could go in here, and then, where are we? My machine's playing up. So currently, oh, our stats. Well, we had a peak of two people.
Okay. Yeah,
so
currently
we have one person listening.
Right.
Well, that's
now is that does that tell you if it's active listening or they have in the background?
Yeah,
Well, as in it could be that they could have it on but not hearing it.
Yeah, we have no idea what they're doing.
Gotcha. Okay.
Stats aren't that good.
They're not
that clever. I mean, they might be, but not for this level of stats.
Okay. So the idea is just to create the thing, and then the journey of the thing is what's important. What's happening to make the thing is a sort of the end goal, I suppose, in some respects.
Yeah.
I don't know, what's the end goal?
To find more people to do more things with us.
That's
our end goal.
Reach aliens reaching out. Earthlings can hear us.
Right.
Earthlings, do you hear the
one? Well, yeah, and I think another end goal is we do this on Saturdays from like 12 till 2-3.
Well, next question, yeah.
And then, you know, maybe with the other people can figure out other things to do too.
Yeah.
That's the end goal for me.
Yes.
What happens when other people? How would other people play with it?
We do actually also document this in the case
player. Oh, right.
Yeah.
So are you creating, is this a loop at the moment? Are we in a loop?
No, these pieces are talking to each other, just a whole piece is talking to each other.
Okay.
But what's going out over the stream isn't a loop. Sometimes John will play a couple of previous streams.
Yes.
Together to just see what happens.
So basically, this is a self generating system.
Sure.
This part here. These things, like the LEDs, and then they have a little sound to make the light go with the music.
Yes.
Thing. So.
Sound responsive.
Yeah, so they're just talking to each other, and they make, mostly just when the change happens, make a little sound, which we can then just go, you know, do some EQ stuff, and
this is the origin of electronic music. It's just like electronics and music.
What is important about this, for example, which is a smart thing I love, is this is an environment self-generating.
Well,
it's generative. This is a generative composition, okay?
But if we all stop speaking, do these stop? Then it's not self-generating.
Well, eventually, we can see. It depends on some settings.
Yeah.
We can make it so it's like pretty continuous.
Yeah, because you can just loop it.
Well,
or just if I turn it up more, so then I have it kind of in a little.
Okay.
And yeah, you could create some other sort of input to change what chord structures are going on.
Because we do have a performance coming up, so
yes.
So you know, one thing that when you're ever doing a live performance is, you know, you do want to be able to get yourself out of it, which is always difficult.
Get yourself out of a live performance, yes.
Get yourself out of the jam once you get going. So if you just bring down some of these.
See, that's what I don't like about the performance as such, is these parameters of parameters of expectation about giving the audience expected things to be.
Right.
Now I've always, as far as the performative side of things, I've been always influenced by what I think is called the Korean chaos. Which as opposed to the Japanese noise.
Yeah.
Whereby basically it speaks at all. I think it's Korean chaos. In the 90s or 80s, yeah. And the thing is that it was completely okay if everything just fell into silence. If it collapsed and fell into silence, that was completely okay. And but a lot of audiences are not able to find that engaging.
No.
People sitting up there doing things and having their silence.
Yes.
And that can happen with these sorts of chaotic setups. Because certainly speaking for myself here, I find the best stuff we do, the stuff that I find most enjoyable, is when you've set something up and it's been absolutely not set up as it should be.
Mm.
Stuff's going on, yet we haven't really had a clue what's going on, but it's happening.
Yes.
And we have no control over that whatsoever.
Yeah, it's that whole, it's the chaos theory, isn't it?
That's right, and you can't really try to fit that in.
True, that's true.
That's the whole thing about it, is that they sort of created these spaces where that's okay. But I don't know that anyone outside of that spaces outside of that can deal with that.
No, I think a lot of people have an issue with going to a gig and then halfway through having just complete silence and thinking,
well, that's,
this is okay as part of the gig.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're not.
Well, it's more
thinking
correctly. Well, I think it's more like
not perceiving correctly.
Well, potentially, but I'd imagine if you've listened like this, people would have listened to these loops. Oh, sorry, these sound on the Saturdays. So they would expect that on a Saturday when they tune in, if they decide to hear this sort of sound, if they didn't, they would think something was wrong.
See, that's the whole thing. It's like thinking something's wrong. Well, that's what we enjoy. That's the road we enjoy.
Well, I like that too.
I can't see. That's a very passive, programmed way of this is the way of perceiving.
True.
Let's get a bit dreary. It's time to decondition up. Decondition.
True. I think it's more just pattern. It's more
that's
just
right.
pattern association.
That's
and
right.
sort of I'm used
that's
to hearing this and this and this.
My listening experience is I enjoy is it's completely unexpected.
Like a Brian Eno track or something along those lines, or
More so than that. I think he's pronounced it was James Bond, I think. But Uncle Doug would be better off chatting describing that one to you, right?
I don't know any experimental artists who just randomly hit things.
Your analogy with mine.
Fair enough.
To be able to say yes or no.
I mean, are there artists who just randomly hit things and
yes.
all that music?
Yes,
what's that
definitely. That's indeterminacy.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Yes.
That's the whole.
Yeah, I thought that was psychology. No, sorry. Sit down.
Oh no, that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Because I thought indeterminacy was a psychological concept, not a musical representation.
I don't know.
There's.
Fair enough. What would you call this? Process, journey, concept.
Radio.
Okay, I like that.
We'll
yeah.
call it radio.
Okay.
So there's a piece by Cage and Cunningham and Tudor.
Yes.
And it's called Indeterminacy.
Okay.
And it's sounds that happen randomly. I think they, I don't know if they rolled dice for them, but they happen when.
I was about to say John Cage.
Yeah. Everyone gets a different score. And
well, the whole point of yeah, the whole point
and
is
then
to
they
abandon those ideas.
What? And then they just put them together, and one person gets their score, and the other person has no idea. And they get a blink and a plonk, and then the dancers
yes.
do whatever. And
never heard anything like that. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a good track. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
There's recordings of it, and then there, but it's a composition as itself.
Well, the thing about John Cage is it's not really something that's to be recorded to listen to as a recording, it's about it happening,
okay.
as opposed to Brian Eno, who his work has to be a little bit of a recording.
Yeah.
So the two are quite different.
Okay, I understand. So you would have content not to be listened to just
yes,
to make it is the point.
Pretty much so, yeah. And they were possibly kind of modern difference. So,
yeah.
It has to be in that moment.
Yes.
Which is called Facebook Psychic Arts. It's three things.
Okay. So I'm not familiar with psychological artistry process. Oh, Sonic, I don't know. So the problem is that we're now creating content to be listened to.
Yeah, we're creating sonic content that can be we'll be able to listen to that document, and that's going to be there instead of that.
Yes.
So in sonic, now in sonic content isn't there instead of that.
That's right. Right. Okay.
And so I blame the music industry.
Process of not creating a process. This is making content without the intention of it being listened to.
No, I mean I'm nothing wrong with it. I can enjoy this sort of thing.
Without the intention of it being listened to. Because
currently, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah yes. But equally so. I'm quite like the idea of activist or interactivist.
Oh, yes.
Really choose how and what you listen to. So that's a business from me. As I say, I don't let all this go to waste. I do a special mixture of recorded sessions recorded that happen over the weekend, you see.
Yeah. Well, that's now, is it?
Sorry?
That's now.
Yes.
Yes.
No, this is us doing it in real time.
Oh, okay.
Might have more of a live element.
Okay.
Maybe. Could
as in a series of practice steps with the intention of producing something that will be recorded and then played back. Or
yeah. We do that. Yeah.
Do you have examples of that that I can listen to?
Yes.
They aren't online or anything.
Well, what I'll tell you is, where are we? Because usually I do it on Sunday. This afternoon, going through tonight.
Yes.
However that transpires. There'll be stuff streaming.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to kind of be random. And I don't know exactly, but it's all recordings of these things that we do.
Yes.
And our sessions. But there's three of them playing simultaneously at random.
Okay. As in the individual mechanical devices will make a specific...
Recordings of what we're doing being played, three of them being played simultaneously at random. And randomly select.
Okay.
So one on the left, one on the right, one centre. Mm-hmm. So you can decide, do I want to zone out and focus
left
on that side?
Right,
do I want to focus
and
do I want to go over here and listen, or I want to go down there and listen? So you can sort of choose the space that you want to listen.
Okay. And that's through 107
Fusion? Yes, that's through there.
Okay.
That's through there. So, and I'm not interested in selecting and mixing whatever, so there's a lot of random selection going on.
Sure.
Some of it, for me personally, as a listening on it, but it works really well. And there'll be moments when it doesn't work.
Okay. And you just change it up as you go along. And...
I just leave it.
Okay.
All of these is like you've got three audio players randomly selected from the last playing simultaneously.
Right. So it's sort of like shuffle. And then combining the three, and then you choose which channel you want to listen to.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. And these random selections that you've got in place,
yeah.
Are these recordings like you would have with the machine items, or is this...
It's everything.
Okay. Everything meaning... Everything, of course, means everything. But
everything that we've done during the recent Saturday.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Including
so,
this.
So it'll be conversational.
Including you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Including you.
Extraordinary. So,
if you can hear yourself above everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, potentially, yeah. So, potentially it'll be conversational, and sometimes it will be just the machine devices doing their own recordings, and other times it'll be just static, and sometimes
we'll be outdoors.
Sometimes it'll just be complete silence.
Maybe.
With the occasional static, maybe beats from the back.
That's very rare.
Okay.
Could be, yeah,
That's rare.
We make a lot of noise.
I think it'd be really interesting to see if we had complete silence, how long these would keep going for before they completely stop the time.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Have you tested this?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it depends
I know
on
the
what
setting,
you
set but if, let's say you didn't touch the mixer before.
Yeah.
How long it would keep going for?
Four rounds out.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
No silence
forever.
Because
we're
something.
Feeding the devices at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The air conditioning's probably feeding as well.
Do you reckon?
I reckon it
wouldn't
take too long.
Gonna try it and see what happens.
Sure.
Complete silence. 3, 2, 1, go. have it. Oh, okay. Alright, so it was never going to work. Because
I
of
think
the mixing
it was a self-sustaining.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems to be, yeah.
Feedback,
okay, so that's interesting.
I think.
So
maybe.
If the mixer board's good, so only by turning the mixer board completely down were you able to stop that whole thing from happening.
Well, that's well, what you do is cutting the circuit.
You can. You could do it other ways as well. That's a quick way.
Extraordinary. To like heartbeat things on those lines, but it doesn't have to prove sensitivity.
I don't think it's
that. No, I wouldn't consider that. Is it biorhythmic, as in a response to movement also? Or just sound?
I mean, I think there's some vibration happening that it's responding to.
So you could do that by creating an extra circuit. For example, we've had multiple transmitter systems and radios where movement, proximity affects frequency and amplitude.
Okay.
So if you have it, that circuit feeding off that circuit, then by that you could possibly do that as a motion sensor.
Okay.
By including that in the circuit, you perhaps.
So are you
chain?
Are these two systems talking to each other at the moment?
This is part of a
That's the transmitter, isn't it?
Yeah, that, this, shall I draw?
Yeah,
I have actually got, I could show you the same diagram.
Yeah, please.
All right. So basically, thank you. These things here, so yeah, mobile devices, laptops, with this Mezcal thing, MM. So SS means server in Singapore.
Okay.
So they're, you know, like all digital network things, they're all doing this. So everybody's talking to each other. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
You understand that? Don't you?
I do. Yes.
So that's yeah. They're all talking to each other, and all of them except for, well, shall we say, all of them are mic'd as well.
Sure.
This one is not a different mic other than those.
Yeah. So
two.
This one might be
electromagnetic inputs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, this can be, so there can be audio in, there is audio in of some sort going in.
Yeah.
So they're all coming backwards and forwards. That's sort of, it's like a tree branches, it's all the same.
Why does it need to come back in?
Sorry?
Oh, of course it does. Sorry, yeah, it needs to transmit this.
They're all communicating to each other through a server.
So you do this for 3 hours in this area, and then you've been to other places before. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And how long is this period?
Oh, I don't know. How long have we been doing it? 5 months or something like that.
Oh, so not that long. Okay.
No. So yeah, that's how this. That's how this basically. And yeah, we did. That's how we get them to talk to each other, is through this network. And then, this, which is part of that network, then gets routed to this streamer here, the streamer, which then gets routed to here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. Okay.
So that's sort of how we make them talk. So whether it's direct input from audio devices or whether it's mic'd from activities we're doing here. There's a setup that we have, which we'll talk about today, where you need to mic it to bring it into this system.
Okay.
Yeah. You need to mic it.
Right.
Yeah.
All these different methods. Okay.
You can either plug it directly into your input, or you mic it into it.
Now, when you started 5 months ago, was it like this, or was it a much smaller setup than it?
Oh.
I don't think it took us very long to
get
it. Or this gear or anything?
No, we brought it off.
Except for that.
Yeah.
The big sport, of course, yeah.
Yeah, no, because we were doing this with just their own stuff in another place. So,
yeah.
Okay.
It's
all our own.
Yeah.
You know,
because probably the first few times I was bringing in my electromagnetic things.
Yeah.
Then we were.
What magnets?
Electromagnetic.
Oh, radio waves. What we have found so far, just speaking for myself, and it's worked really nicely, is you have these wonderful gadgets which pick up electromagnetic radiation and plug directly in.
Yep.
I've been screwing around with multiple transistors and multiple radios that interfere with each other.
Okay.
And proximity affects them.
Sure.
And I just mic that and push that in. So it's a combination of all sorts, really.
Okay.
But as I say, I haven't got my setup yet today.
Yes.
But then each time we do it, we try a variation on a theme. It's never the same, is it?
No, we always end up doing something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and
last week I used one pile of LEDs,
yeah.
And then I was like, what if we do two?
Yeah,
just
and
see what comes up.
And
yeah.
Then that thing.
All the different beats talking to each other.
We tried.
Yeah, last week, for the first time, I tried the setup with two transmitters and two radios and whatever, and it was producing a unique thing. I haven't left it out before. And then another week, we were doing something with a sewing machine.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
kind of
like
just listening to the needle repeatedly go up and down.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
And sometimes it just doesn't happen. Like, for example, we got this wonderful beast working, and me trying to get something out of it, nothing's been working at all.
Oh, okay.
Nothing's worked too far.
Yeah.
I noticed you had nothing in the area.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I've got nothing to work at all.
Okay.
So for me today, I was getting nothing to work.
Right.
Yeah. But these things happen, you know. It's not always fabulous.
No, that's true.
So me, it hasn't been good. All the constructive work has been from this side of the desk.
Indeed.
And not from this side of the desk.
So do you have a history in electronic music and radio, that sort of thing, or?
Yes.
Okay.
We've been messing around with this for a long time.
You mentioned it before, so you didn't worry about that.
It'll be here.
Oh.
It's that part of that Secret Sound series. I think it's on the chalkboard out front. It says something about secret sounds.
Okay.
I don't remember which day.
No, I have no idea.
Maybe or something. I bet if you find the Secret Sounds Facebook page, yeah.
Yeah, you will get there in the end.
And the performance that you're putting on, presumably, is that going to be similar to this?
I bet it'll include the lights.
Okay.
I think the lights were pretty strong.
Yeah.
It might have a sewing machine.
It could have a sewing machine.
Could have other things. I think the lights are pretty good. I think
I do like them. I wonder if they'd be different instead of round, rolled up, if they were just sort of elongated around the speaker, if that makes any difference.
Yeah, it would. I just didn't feel like doing that because I'd have to wrap it back up.
I get that. That makes sense.
Today, so.
That's very much.
I'll probably do it in a pile.
Okay.
Robert Hetherington.
I know that name from Wallace and Gromit.
Oh.
He was the inspiration. He was the inventor behind the character Wallace and Gromit.
Oh.
He was sort of known as the gentleman inventor.
Oh.
Okay. Can you please sit down for that?
Oh no, that's okay.
Sure.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
What is that? So that picks up electromagnetic interference.
Oh, okay.
So if we just bring this stuff down.
Oh, no, the white.
You want it to be around like a computer-y element.
Okay.
That's where it works best.
This is where it works.
So it does that.
Ooh, that's cool.
And it's
like
in a
cabin.
Pretty like low. And just picking up some of the movement that's happening with the transistors in the screen.
was Pointless Seven charging you to use their space, or...?
No. John wrote a grant that, ...107 supported.
Okay.
So, I mean, he made 107 money, so...
Okay.
I guess that's kinda...
In what way? Well, they gave you a grant, but it...
The City of Sydney gave John a grant.
Mm.
To take workshops and to pay for the server.
Okay. But within the money that you've given for the grant, and you got this space for free, you're then giving back to the community by producing the content, is that right?
Well, we were doing workshops as well.
Oh, okay, right. And you're not doing workshops in London?
We're about to find out.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are in the process of finding out.
Okay. And if the workshops are running, it will be around making this sort of content, is that correct?
Or just using this in any kind of way, shape, or form.
I guess, I mean, the thing is, I suppose, I would like it to be group-led.
Sure.
I'd like it to be group-led.
Okay.
Rather than saying it must be this or that.
Yeah, you wanted to have some sort of degree of flexibility, of course.
Yeah, and well, people are going to be interested, and it is kind of, finding a pathway into it. Now, you're a very broad-minded, open-minded gentleman.
Yes, I am.
But you've acquired a while ago.
I did. The premise of creating something without an end goal is quite unique to me, yes.
No, the end goal would be for a workshop, because the end goal is getting involved on a basis.
Right.
So that's your end goal.
Okay.
It's recruitment.
Yes, right, okay.
Whereas it's recruitment.
Yes, so with the workshop, that makes perfect sense, because a workshop has a clear end goal. This doesn't, and that did take a while to get my head around, yes.
Well, I don't know.
Not that
don't confuse clear goals with documents like documents on the hang on the wall, documents on the record player.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if I go to 107 Diffusion, can I listen back to this entire recording, or would I have to be listening live in order to hear it?
Yeah, you'll see there has to be content being streamed.
Yes.
Now, I believe they take sections of what we do and as a kind of a taster.
Okay.
I don't know. It's archived. This chunks aren't right.
Uh-huh.
But to be listening, we have to be streaming, and that's why I say we're either streaming our experimentation in real time, live, live.
It's true, but yeah.
As opposed to dead, you know.
I get it.
And then the other one we do is when I do, I will repeat recordings of what we've been doing.
Okay.
So I'll be putting that on probably. Yeah, I'll put that on this evening this afternoon.
Okay. And then we'll be playing through the 107 site.
That's right, yes.
Well, that'll be interesting. What's about that? See what I'm there.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, I'll just go and get back to work.
No, it's all good.
Sure,
we are working.
Really sure.
Interacting with you is our work.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all right. That is all our right. work.
Do you want to... We don't have a mailing list, but if you give us your email
address, we can.
Yeah,
sure. Thank you very much.
At least have you in our email.
Anything you are very excited about, so this is quite interesting to me.
Why are you here today?
I did a couple of things today. I started off with... If I just do that, is that going?
Yeah, sure. I'll figure it out.
Cool. I've got a couple of things on today. Sorry, if I may. Cool. I've got a couple of things on today. So I started off with the markets, where I was learning up about growth mycelium inside of mushrooms. I didn't realise this, but you can grow a king brown mushroom in a week after it's been seeded and harvested for only a 2-month cycle, and it will grow phenomenally fast. They're amazing.
Okay.
No idea. That was really exciting.
Okay.
There was learning about mycelium. There was learning about the original way the cordial was made. So what you do is you take vinegar and raw sugar and then whatever fruit it happens to be, and then you get cordial. It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Just the old-fashioned way of doing things.
Okay. Lovely.
Learning things about purata, which is the buffalo, the mozzarella, the stracciatella, and that sort of thing. Learning about Sydney Community College, which is of course here or around the corner. Potato vodka, someone showed me how to make that.
Oh, you learned how to do potato vodka.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I don't know how familiar you are with tea, but all tea essentially comes from one plant called a Camellia sinensis, which is the same. It's one plant, the same way all around the world. The only difference in whether it's white tea, green tea, Assam, Darjeeling, is the regions that it's grown in. But primarily, it's just when it's picked. So you leave it longer, it's white, and you don't leave it quite so long, it's green, and something along those lines. But it's all one. I thought it was quite interesting. It's all one plant. I think I was just there. There was also things like... Oh, this was it. There was this one fellow that I was talking to who originally started off making this sort of brewed ginger beer in an esky in his garage up in, I think it's Beringen, something along those lines. And showed me about the whole process. Then there was another fellow who was making coffee, and I'm not a coffee drinker, so he was telling me about the difference between Arabica or Robusta and how to tell the good coffee from the bad, and the beans and the cherries and things along those lines. It was fascinating.
It's all pretty bad, to be honest.
I'm not a fan. I've never liked coffee in any capacity. No, I'm much more of a tea person.
I drink it for fuel.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
I didn't want to be one of these people who can't get anything done without having a coffee first thing. Just think it's almost like you force your own psychological dependency. But honestly, it just tasted like mud for the first time I tried. I think I had the horrible stuff. It's it. Well, it's just personal preference. I don't like anything being a hindrance to thinking quickly and things along those lines. Apart from that, it was just a list of places to check out in Redfern. So, the Bower, of course, 107. There is an area which became a squatter's location down on Elizabeth Street. There was a gentleman who was a lawyer, and the original owners of the property sort of moved out, and they were gone, I think, in excess of 2.5 to 3 years. And because of that, he claimed squatter's rights over the property. It's quite a very fancy area. Redfern Community Centre, where I used to do Full, which is Brazilian salsa. Some Full Brazilian salsa, but they closed until April, which is disappointing. Hustle and Float, which I didn't realize it had bars and gates over the front of the place, but that's generally a quite nice area. The Dock, which is the place that does the pirate shanties on the Monday nights.
Oh yeah, that's just down that way,
right? Yeah, correct. It's train station, and then you just cross the road and over to the left hand side. Just wanted to see if they were still open and running, but of course it was closed because it was the middle of the day. And then that's just sort of what brought me here. I sort of had every weekend at least, I'll start off with a list of places I wanted to check out, and once I tick them off, then they all go in the book, and then I can move on to the next place. So I think maybe that's why this concept of indeterminism. I remember being at IKEA, I remember being at the IKEA in New South Wales, and someone had taken a perfectly practical piece of IKEA furniture and put it through the tree chipper thing, sort of creates these shards, and then take all the shards and put them into a beanbag, and took something completely useful and turned it into something utterly useless. Thought, I've never seen anything like that before in my life. That's fascinating. I can't remember what it was called. It was sort of destructivism or some sort of, I can't remember exactly what it was called now. Yeah, that was my plan. And then this afternoon, I've got a mystery cinema thing, which is kicking up at 5 over at Deputy the Shades, the new place, etc. That little bar, which is near the left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I walked past it. They're trying to promote themselves, so they've got a free mystery film on tonight. Me and a couple of friends of mine are very involved in films and cinema and things along those lines. We run a thing called can I swear? Is that okay?
Yes.
Any words?
Okay. It's good. Well, the name of the thing is called the Ship Movie Group, and we show bad films to the public over at Escondale every 2 weeks. Yeah, so seeing a mystery film over there, and then There's four hall, which I've seen with other people before, over Broadway this afternoon. And then, yeah, Sunday's a big day, so just take it easy today. Yeah. And I saw the Mina thing, and I thought, this is really fascinating, and you guys were nice enough to meet.
Yeah. Well, I always think some people would have done this historically. They had a group that would show silent films and on the radio.
I do love silent films. They would show
them on the radio. So you screen it and you set up a microphone and you might hear.
Oh, you hear it through the radio. Yeah.
No, you don't hear any. All you hear is the whirring, the projector maybe, the random person sneezing.
See, that's fascinating.
And you know, if you want to, you can come on down and watch the movie. You want to know what's happening. So, you know, it's,
I think that's a great idea.
So I think that would be a cool program, is having movie nights on the radio.
Just playing background noise. Playing the things that you can't. I like that idea.
Or you could play the soundtrack and, you know, just, but it doesn't necessarily have to be clear.
It's true.
It reminds me of, I did this radio show for Ergo Fismas's brief radio station, and it was more like a traditional sort of radio show, but part of my half-hour slot was on trying some really old porn videos from the 30s and 40s.
Oh yeah.
It was silent, and I would describe
it. It was so awful. It was really weird.
So
actually,
would,
no, that's not a surprise. I knew that. Yeah. Okay.
So I'd say, just because I'm on the radio, there's no reason why you should go. Should not go without someone. Nowadays, what was taking place on it?
That's interesting. I did a recording years ago for a service which no longer exists, and it was called Porn for the Blind.
Yeah.
And it's just telling people what's going on, telling the individual who captures the recording what's going on in the 3-minute clip or something along those lines.
Yes. I wasn't being
very difficult.
Well, the content was more aimed at delivery and the human inherent delivery rather than clearly articulating what was
going on.
It was aimed more at
you were not making fun of, but you were finding the fun.
I was assuming a certain character you might associate with in certain media situations.
Right.
And describing it the way that it was.
What would be an example of that? I'm trying to get my head around this.
I was taking the piss, right?
Right.
I was doing.
This is something
we all understand. I was doing like Carry On slapstick, taking the piss.
Carry On up the Khyber and things along those lines.
Pretty much.
With you. Yes. And the double entendre.
Okay. That sort of thing. That sort of thing. The idea is not to be so literal, let's have a bit of a chalk, shall we?
Right. Yeah,
so I was narrating, I was describing these porn videos in such a way.
Okay, fair enough. My pen is magnetic, I'm just going to see if it makes any difference.
And I've been enjoying using you as a sounding object.
I've noticed that. I've been modulated multiple times.
I've been taking advantage of your audio space.
Fair enough.
I've been taking advantage of you as a sound.
I entered your land, you're welcome to do whatever you like with my voice.
I was using you as a sound.
Fair enough, I can appreciate that. I don't think it's making any difference, despite it being magnetic, that's surprising.
Well, you could move those things around.
Yeah,
see
true.
What happens. The things.
So 5 months, so can I ask, how did you get involved in this in the first place? Did you know each other before that?
No, but we both have definitely been active in the same fairly niche, that's just a water bottle.
Oh, right, I thought it was a speaker again.
In the same niche group of people that do this kind of stuff.
So tell me what that niche group of people is. Is there a name for this? Does it have a
title? Not really. It's
okay.
Like a few different networks of people.
Uh-huh.
So like the thing that we're hosting our stream, that is one of the kind of groups that connects people who are into playing with portions of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Okay.
That kind of weird experimental practice.
So when you listen to their music, is it similar to the, like, I know I said music, when you listen to their content, is it similar to the sort of thing that you've been giving out today before I arrived, or?
Oh, it depends. No, not always. Sometimes, there's some people that use, kind of cut up different versions of the, just like regular things that you hear on air, some music.
Okay. So is this sort of like a wide spectrum of, like, I suppose, not ham radio, but that sort of band?
Yeah, it's
And you're all on like a forum, is it always like? Is there like a central point, or you just find each other through the content?
Yeah, there's not really a central point these days. There's a few different networks that people might be involved with, maybe a mailing list here or there, or a random Facebook group, but yeah, it's not very centralized.
Fair enough. So how do you keep in contact with these people generally? Or do you?
I don't necessarily keep in contact.
So because you're creating your own after all, you don't really need to.
Yeah. I could, do more global whatever.
Or just community.
Talking
things. Yeah.
I mean, there's it's pretty tiny niche community.
I like that though. I like the fact that you've got like two listeners, so that's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, there have been some organizations that have organized conferences or something like that. They only invite certain people, they don't invite everybody.
Okay.
So sometimes that can be a bit annoying, but yeah, it's,
it's a very loose network. Okay.
Very loose and poorly centralized network.
I suppose it's so unique though, isn't it? Is it the sort of foundings of this sort of content, is that, presumably that's not Australia, because it's the US?
Been happening in different parts of the world at different times and places since the mid 19th century.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes
variations on the theme, yeah. Okay.
People start doing something and it happens, and sometimes it doesn't. And
it's been doing, but whether it's framed as a practice or not is a different thing.
Yeah.
People are just doing. I would speculate that. This sort of thing has been doing for a while, but people are doing it without thinking of it as a practice of a label.
True.
And that's what I enjoy about this, is trying to do without thinking about, is it a thing that belongs to a tribe?
It's sort of like if you had a guitar and you were just tuning it, and the tuning being the content.
Yes.
Yeah. Lots of people just make goofy noises on the guitar. Every once in a while, there's someone who's like, ooh, people are gonna like this.
Yeah, true.
Or maybe I'm gonna share this with others.
True. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? All it has to be is you have to like it, and then you find someone else who likes it, and if that happens enough times, it becomes the thing that it sort of replicated
itself.
Yes. I think most things don't start as a thing that we're supposed to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of just, happens. And it certainly isn't for everybody.
I have a little sort of cant phrase, my little battle cry is, it's about creating space for things to happen.
I like that.
That's all I'm interested in.
I like that. Because I'm very antsy about it, so I like that. I want to fill the space with the things which are the things I make happen.
That's
sort of good. That's sort of
good. Well, I'm just, yeah. But do you see what I'm saying? It's like, it's about creating space for stuff.
Yes. I don't know what the German word is, but whatever that name is for the building which is designed to have things in it that doesn't have any specific purpose in itself.
Well, no. it's just my shit, right?
Sure.
I've spent many, many years trying to do things, make things, be this, do that, be that. I'm sick of time.
You'd rather just
create objects, so
just share the process.
Well, I think you just give time to yourself. So the next logical step is if you're not finding the creative stuff, making stuff, rewarding it, then what do you do after that?
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to imagine that there is a stage where that becomes, where you become unhappy with that sort of process. I think that's a difference.
Well, so I suppose what I mean is it's doing it on my own.
Oh, okay. Is that because...
Isolation.
And it's, that was when you were making the thing, you didn't have a feedback loop as you were proceeding?
Everything I was making on my own.
Yes. But every time you stopped and you didn't know what you were doing, did you have a community to say, or...
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I go out and do a gig, or sometimes I release a record or something.
Okay. And when you were doing these gigs or releasing records,
yeah.
were you doing this as a solo artist? Okay. And as a solo artist, it wasn't this sort of content.
Yeah.
Okay, what sort of thing?
Oh, see, this whole thing about shoving, trying to describe.
No, you can explain whoever you like.
Very clearly recognised the music structure.
Okay.
Composition.
Okay.
There would be quite clear references to musical structure.
Okay.
Yeah, it was music.
Structured content.
It was music, very structured.
Okay.
With notes.
Notes.
Yes.
And rhythm.
And rhythmical
structure. Consistent rhythm.
You would recognize the structure very clearly as music.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you a, this fame is such a fickle thing, but you were known in your areas? It's a very hard question to answer, isn't it? No, you're right. Were you a recognised name? So there was familiarity outside of any circles.
Oh god, no. I mean,
gotcha.
Was I a media personality?
Not necessarily media personality. I don't think even media personalities are media personalities. It's just the amount of times that they get asked to do something.
No, I wasn't known outside my circle.
Okay. And the fact that you weren't known outside of your circle, you were making content, you were doing it on your own, and you were performing. And after doing that for many, many years, is that because the feedback wasn't growing?
No, it wasn't so much a need for ego support.
Sure.
It's because I'd reached a ceiling. My desire is always to explore new territory.
Yes,
same. Well, not exploring new territory.
What's the point?
What's the point?
Why bother? Yeah,
so I'd reached a ceiling.
Okay.
No, I've had quite good. The last few years, I've not really running a ceiling. But I was just repeating.
Do you have examples, or is that...
Oh, yes!
That an uncomfortable thing?
That's not uncomfortable, but... Okay, let's look at the last thing I ever did. If I can find it.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay. This is starting to feel like American blindness as opposed to an actual need to sit down.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Let's see, what did I... Oh, that's right, the last thing I did, I actually used my real name. What was it called?
Was that under
Heath
Robinson? Was that this name?
What? I've used many names.
Oh, okay.
But
so
I think...
Heath Robinson and Heather Weatherington.
Robert Heatherington.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's... I use my real name, because I don't use my real name. Yeah. This was the last thing I did, which was supposed to be a tribute to Satanic Porn Occult Shop. It was a compilation created by Ergo Fizmes.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, ask him. Basically, it uses mashup composition. I've tried to include sound object collect, or as many elements of organized sound into 3 minutes as I possibly could.
Okay, sure.
So,
a huge mishmash, like. I don't know if you're Rush, but like Spirit of the Radio, like that sort of thing.
I don't know, yeah.
Fair enough.
So anyway, that's the last thing I ever did.
Okay.
So that was a while back. But I don't bother with what I've done. It just doesn't interest me.
I can understand that. So you were coming under the title of John Panther at the time, is that correct?
That's the only thing I think I've ever done under my legal name.
What does that sound like?
Sorry?
What does that sound like?
What? My legal name?
No, the content.
Oh, you can listen to it if you want.
Fair enough, I will.
Yeah, I mean, I don't listen to my stuff.
I can understand that.
Yeah. It's the past, you know? It's the past. And it's just pointless. Yeah.
It's better to be, to be creating journey sounds.
Oh, I don't know.
It's an idealized.
Yeah, just that whole thing about, this is an idea.
That's what you were doing. That's what you're doing now, sort of. It's just not being promoted. But you wouldn't want to, like the two of you, just be sitting here and knowing that none of the content was ever going to be listened to. Would you? It's like, there was a thing that used to be in Newtown. It was called No Lights, No Light Run. And it was dancing with no lights on. So you'd be the best dancer or the worst, and nobody knew.
Obviously this is, happening. This is taking place to see where it will go next.
Sure. But where it will go next, is that something that you want to be in control of? Or just happen organically?
Sorry? I'm trying to be in control of anything with the life of the last 17. Yeah, I've tried to be in control of stuff. So, all I'm interested in the moment is doing.
Right. And I like that. Because you spend a lot of time thinking about what you want to be doing, and ultimately all the time you spend thinking about it doesn't make any difference.
No.
Because it's going to change.
Just let's see. Kind of relevant, I hope. But yes,
you just... Then doing isn't relevant anymore.
Oh, no, what's the end?
No, that's true.
It's quite nice because I was in the game oriented.
Yes. Making something to make something. As opposed to.
Making something for. Making something for a desired outcome.
Unfulfilling. Which is why you do this.
Well. See, that's the whole thing, trying to unpack and hold reductions in
there. Sure.
Of this. To me, it defeats the purpose. I mean, it's interesting when people want to know what's going on, so they've got to try and go into reductions mode, unpack, justify, describe. As soon as you do that, for me, what I'm doing now defeats the purpose.
I get that. No, I can appreciate
it's
that.
Not
because I'm looking at it as a complete outsider where the two of you have been involved in for 5 months.
I understand you need to get handled.
Yeah.
But I just find that as soon as I...
It's the same reason why if I was talking to an artist, I wouldn't ask them about what their thoughts on the work of the artwork was.
Thank you. Oh, this is it's just as we were saying earlier, I don't get into the unpacking of and the reductionist of reductionism and unpacking of this because it doesn't serve me?
Yes.
Or does it serve this?
Yes.
So that's why I struggle with it.
Yeah, I can understand.
That's not why it's happening. To understand why it's happening, really.
Yeah.
Currently. And at some point, there'll be some level of something.
Yeah.
Currently, that's not my.
It's not the horizon.
It's not my. It's not a thing for me.
Okay.
And artists are notoriously bad at evaluating their own work. It's they usually get it horribly wrong.
That's why we never ask them.
Yeah.
I'm happy just to have a gist.
Is this
gist, I'm happy.
Oh, that's rubbish to go, I think.
Okay.
What's three of them?
A lot of times, And maybe later on people find reasons to explain what they've done. But it's kind of, I don't know, at the time, sometimes people aren't.
But it's fair, it's fair enough for people.
For an outsider.
For someone getting a handle on things, like, what are you doing and why are you doing it? So, which as we know, within the consciousness of reductionism, that's the thing we feel we need to actually do. And we're currently, I'm not feeling that, I'm trying to be remain outside of that. So it's kind of, how do we do this?
Yeah, sometimes,
it's not like we're trying to be
evasive.
And that's what I find valuable is when we do things and we really don't know why it's happening. We don't really know why it's happening.
Yeah.
And that's, which is in contrast to how I used to be.
Yes.
Absolute contrast.
Yes.
Absolute contrast. So that's what I kind of value now when that happens. And it's when we haven't a clue what the ethic helps going on. That's when I think the interesting stuff happens.
Yeah.
And trying to make stuff work the way it should work. It's just, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
So then trying to kind of unpack that, it's complicated.
I get that.
But I know at some point you want to get one gets a good handle on it.
Yeah.
It's quite rare that an artist is asked to explain themselves anyway, I think. Maybe at the beginning, but as a general rule, I would just point them back to the same interview because it's the same questions.
Yeah.
It's like when I had an interview, sort of, with Neil Gaiman for the TEDx conference years ago. The first question I asked him is, what question do you keep getting asked where the answer hasn't changed? And there were so many answers that he had because people keep asking the same questions and it drove him insane. And so I wouldn't want to be that kind of person.
I mean, I think, you know, one thing we do is play. It's total play.
Yeah, you got toys and tools and things along those lines.
Yeah, but then having said that,
squeaky light things, there's click things.
And having said that, although you haven't seen that today, necessarily, is that sometimes when we get going, it is like a legal, falling out of this computer. It does have that element.
That would be great.
It does have that element.
I would love to be around with that.
It can have that element. That does happen.
Yeah.
It is the structuring of it does remind one of that.
Yeah.
And it can look reminiscent of a couple of people performing a thing.
And I think also, it's, for me, it's exploring possibilities for making things.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's true, because you're not, there's no rules, there's no regulation. You can put on whatever you want, presumably it's not, as long as it's not copyrighted content. And you'd be okay, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And even then, even if it's copyrighted content, you can play just samples of the content, it'd still be okay.
Yeah.
You sort of have complete freedom over the airways.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. So it's just, you know, exploring possibilities to see what things are capable or possible. And I think it's also the fun of tangling and untangling cables.
I really have to watch myself. It drives me fucking insane. But that's part of the process.
Yeah.
Labeling things.
And suddenly this one doesn't want to talk to that. I've had a whole boring of things not to talk to each other, But then you bring yourself up and you realize, that's the kind of control issue.
Yeah.
Something's not behaving the way I want it to behave, and I'm getting angry and involved.
Well,
that's not really.
With machinery, you can do things to make it work, and that's the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think the thing is that's back to the chaos that I was talking about is, you're just being hit. If I'm getting pissed off because something's not behaving the way I want it to behave, well, that's gone completely against what I was trying to justify a moment ago. So I
don't see the hypocrisy in that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's about chaos. It's like, okay, well, that's not working. Fine. It's going to be silent.
Sure, but we're not talking about a television with a big brick through the screen, which isn't going to work. We're talking about a computer device where there are things that you can do within your control to make it work.
Sometimes. I mean, that implies probably more expensive equipment and less broken equipment.
Yeah. For some of us who have a budget of nothing, we're dealing with old shit. It doesn't. Old crap that refuses to work properly.
And things that are soldered by hand.
That's that process, and it's like, what the fuck was that on? You know.
Yeah, it's there's some. If we had more expensive, more dedicated, more engineered technology, then probably things would work a lot better, but
then it would just
we like
it
we like it when it kind of starts to break down.
As soon as that happens, then you go into that territory of, I'm going to create this sonic composition today.
Yeah.
So you've gone into that, haven't you?
Yeah.
So I just have to learn to, fuck, you know, that's what's happening today. I didn't have the stuff I wanted. I'm trying to make this happen, and nothing happened.
Yeah.
And even, yes, it's outside. This is out. I think you have to go into it outside.
Okay.
Stuff going on.
Okay.
This MFO is even crashing and freezing.
Sure.
These are supposed to be reliable. Yeah, everything was going tits up. So that's all. That's
nothing. Bad. Nothing with circuitry state lasts.
So you know, just today that was going on, and I was trying not to lose my temper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and a bunch of this is open source technology, which.
Mm. Yep.
You know.
I do everything.
Cobbled together.
It's all free.
It's kind of like a knee. It does the job, it gets you through life.
When it's behaving, yeah.
But that doesn't mean it always feels good.
No, yeah. It doesn't feel good sometimes. But then you have to, I suppose, understand it's all about the feeling.
That's true.
And, you know, it's all part of your personal circumstances. I was out having dinner with friends last night, and I had too much drink. I've got a hangover. So you don't feel good.
No.
So.
You still came in.
Yeah, that's which is a large part of any sort of creative practice is, I did it.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the biggest creative practice issues.
Yeah.
That's true. Just showing up. What is it? I think it's G.I. Joe, knowledge is half the battle, I think.
Yeah, no, look, that's fine. That's the universe creating a situation. Just speaking for myself today, we were back here. We're in a previous space where we could keep all of our stuff on the spot.
Sure.
And we had to get out, it's all at home. And then I was getting ready to come here and I realised I can't carry this all in the car.
Yeah. No, a lot of stuff.
So I had to.
This is a motorcycle or a bicycle.
A bicycle.
Okay.
So I had to come here with just whatever, the few things that took like the safety cycle.
Sure.
And then, you know, so.
Then you had a bag of batteries and nothing to put them in.
This is all.
This is a lot. From what I've seen here, this is a lot to put on a bicycle.
Oh, we'll have
not
some
bad.
Of that. All that
no,
side's
that
was, mine.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. That's.
No, we're talking about laptop mixer board, not mixer board, but this thing.
Well, this stuff and this thing. Is
tablets-y there. Things and the transmitter and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You got a lot in. You did a good job for carrying stuff on bike.
Yeah.
How much 107 would charge for a bicycle? What to do? Never thought about doing radio stuff. I really loved, what was that pirate radio movie? The Boat That Rocked. It was that pirate radio station. It was wonderful. From Radio Caroline.
Seeing this.
The
everything
market.
I own is broken.
Okay.
Everything I own is broken.
But you didn't give up on it. It still worked. I was recorded for a second.
Yes, that's right.
We're combating planned obsolescence.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. We're really just trying to figure out how to make things for the apocalypse when everything really starts breaking down.
Yeah, true.
That could be, that's a nice way of explaining what we're doing.
Yeah.
When everything in life is planned obsolescence, isn't it?
Yeah, creative practices for the end times.
I think it was Jerry Seinfeld was saying, every time I bring something into the house, I'm just crapifying it for later.
Yeah,
essentially,
exactly.
Everything is in a perpetual state of becoming garbage.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why I don't like stuff.
I like stuff. I do. I just do.
Yeah. I used to. There's a long period of time where I liked stuff, and now I realize that I have to keep looking, I have to clean after, I have to, yeah, just touch. I get more done if I don't think about it.
I probably would too, but here we are.
Ultimately, I don't think it matters if it's the thing that makes you happy. I think it's the thing that makes it work.
Yeah.
Because you can still put the hours in, even if you're not feeling well, or things are breaking down, or you're unhappy with something that's happening in the studio, or things along those lines. Because you can always look back on the content. You can't look back on the emotion you felt at the time.
Oh, look,
I don't know. So anytime I listen to an old recording of anything, I am immediately transported.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. To the spot and the feelings.
But back to that whole thing about, is it feeling good? Certainly one thing I've always acknowledged with our endeavours, it can't always feel good, but the karmic bank balance has to go the other way. It just has to. Sometimes it's got to feel not good.
Yeah, it's just got to put the hours in.
Yeah. Because I thought last week felt really good, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You were in, anyway. But, so we have weeks where, just speaking for myself here, where it feels really good, and some weeks where it didn't.
So I said last week, you had all the gear that you needed, everything was
well,
working.
Things just happened, yeah.
Did you have people showing up like me, or...
Did we see anyone last week?
No, we didn't.
So during that period of time, it was just the two of you talking to each other while the beast did their thing, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, we were doing a bit of interactive performance work.
Yeah, I was messing around with those things.
Yeah. I was messing around with some stuff which isn't here.
Yeah.
Miguel
was... We sometimes have someone online who plays some other tracks with us.
Miguel Mobile?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
He's on the feet.
Yeah.
So, wait, he plays tracks with you. What do you mean?
So you can load up audio tracks on that.
Yeah.
If you just press the
so you can go
the
in
play
here and,
icon.
You can include anything, files off your hard drive, stream stuff. Whatever.
Oh, I see. So you create alternative audio feeds.
Yeah. So you can.
Yeah, you can feed anything.
Okay.
Yeah,
you just sign in and do it. We'll have a go.
Yeah, okay. I don't think this will do you cheeky things.
It
no,
might.
The
one. So,
There we go. Something I liked. A friend of mine does this sort of thing.
What are you looking for?
Oh, I just had a tie thing. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you have a tie thing?
Yeah. Tape. I've got tape here. Thank
we'll
you.
Find it. We'll
just
find
it.
Eventually.
This is the one I wanted to tell you.
Maybe
double click on it and go back to the... Like... X out of that,
because
I don't know if it, how it, okay, and again, yeah, okay, so, go back in.
No, get back in, yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, bring it up again.
Find your YouTube thing.
Yeah, do it.
This is the one I wanted to share.
Yeah,
there.
Okay, so,
highlighters.
Double
add.
Click on it. Add.
There.
Yeah, there you go.
Add.
Oh, add.
Okay. Yeah. No. So it should be there.
Should I go out?
Sure.
Go out. It should be there.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Now hit it so it goes yellow. It should be ready to go when you. No, not there. Get go out of that window.
Close.
Yeah. It should happen when you play.
Yeah.
That should happen now when you play that.
And then bring up that slider.
On the left of the grey. No, the left of the grey cell. The grey cell.
It's
yeah.
like a black
no, the
rectangle.
The grey cell that you were fiddling with. No, to your right. Grey cell next to the pink cell. Grey cell. Yep.
There
then
you
that
go.
Slider
oh, the volume slider. Sorry.
So it should be playing.
Oh, I think that's because I did this.
Yeah. There we go.
So you can mess with those things.
Yeah.
And so then, see, if you move the mouse just to the right, there's like three broken columns. Yeah, so if you click on that, you can, yeah, like, you can speed it up and slow it down. That's a fun trick. You can adjust the high end and the low end and the mids.
Which is essentially, I don't want pan, it's pitch.
Yeah, so panning, actually right now we don't even have it set up to pan, but that can cause some subtle differences with those different EQ things. And you could kind of scrub through.
Yeah, when you say scrub, is that here?
Yeah.
So you pick the bit that you like.
Yeah.
And then can I create clips like this?
Not right now.
Okay.
You could always create clips in another program and load them all in. But you can't create clips within the thing.
Okay. I'm trying to get it so that I can hear just that, but not this.
Yeah, so...
Do you want to sit here? Because I'm going to start sort of sorting my shambles out.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just sorting my shambles out, so if you want to...
Yeah.
I'll switch.
Okay. I'm just sorting my shambles out.
So if you bring up 1314 on that, on the mixing desk on the table?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that, and then just bring everything else down.
Oh, okay. So these are the channels.
So those are 1314 is routed into the computer output.
Right.
Yeah. So that FX that you're bringing up,
yeah,
is. Taking an input from this.
Yes.
So that is going through the computer. But
gotcha.
If you wanted to hear none of that.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh, I think the quick finish, that's why I can hear it.
Yeah. And so because John's got a version of this running over there.
Oh, of course.
It's getting some of it.
Right, I get
that.
Okay.
Depending on how many.
And there's nothing we can do to give John the whole
thing. Because we're not broadcasting at the moment, are we?
I've stopped.
Yeah, I know.
So that's the feedback.
That's
it likes that. Yeah, just like certain frequencies.
There's nothing that can be done on here to stop the feedback going through because the other computer is going
through. Not really. We can turn down.
Yeah, well, basically, the idea to stop all of that is if you're self-contained, headphones and a fair distance apart, which is actually what this is designed for.
Yes.
It's designed for people networked, but physically they're large spaces apart.
Right, of course.
We don't do that. We're that's why we feel what we're doing is interesting, because it's completely not good.
Yeah.
And that's why we're turning this into a kind of a thing that creates sound. So we're very much not doing that. We're doing stuff which was not designed.
And I always like that. It's like content.
So we're using it inappropriately.
Alright, that's
fine.
Alright,
it's turned warm, hasn't it?
Very, very warm.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be
up
to
35
degrees today.
We can turn the... Oh, it's over here.
Can we knock the temperature down a bit?
Oh,
your
that's
stuff.
Just.
That's your stuff.
Yeah.
That was my stuff. That's your stuff.
There's
okay.
Just stuff on the ground sometimes. So, what is your name?
Russell.
Russell. I'm Heather. It's Jarvis.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's see if we can get that to.
Hello.
And so, I'm pretty sure there's an email with our contact.
Yes, I did. I noticed.
Yeah. Great.
Okay.
So,
thank you very much,
man.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good
thank
afternoon.
Thank you for being.
No, pleasure.
Pleasure.
Happy to
contribute to
the podcast.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
See you later. Yeah. Now it's not working at all.
What do you want to do?
Just have it going at low temperature.
Okay. You got to change the mode.
Yeah, I tried that.
But you changed it to heat. Because it cycles through like this. It goes dry, fan, heat.
Yeah, well, and it was on 30 something.
Feel.
So, okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what feel means, but.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Moment. We just suddenly became very airless and hot in here.
Mm-hmm. Do you need some water?
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Okay.
Slowly, yeah.
I can get you some as well. Depending on how bad, how urgent it is.
I'm okay. It's just like,
hot.
Hot. The cognitive isn't working.
Just need a second.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. I was taking a second. I was just like, oh, I'm cheating.